You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be doing yet another. It's not a quiz, but it's a Dom-created questionnaire. Binge or cringe here tonight in Nightlight in our second hour. Also, if you missed it or you did enter and you want another chance, we still have one more keyword for the day in our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest, your chance to win $100 as well as a prize pack for Wisconsin Dells. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour just as we're coming off of the air this evening, so stick around after that for your chance. And then it all starts again tomorrow with 7 more opportunities. Plus, every single entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for $250 in gas. I almost said grass. Not in this state. Maybe in Illinois or California, but $250 in gas, $250 in groceries, and that's great. So, again, stick around for that after the show is over. But right now, we are just kicking off hour number two, and I think it's important to state what we talked about at the beginning of this show, just so everyone knows who's joining us. This is our penultimate episode, and tomorrow will be the final show for Nightlight, and we will be done from there. So we will do a boatload of thank yous throughout this hour and tomorrow, but we just want to let everyone know that we have it officially 1.5 episodes left as of right now, because we still have an hour. I was told I can't go anywhere.
You said the quiz coming up is a questionnaire, not a quiz.
It's the binge or cringe, like we always do.
Yeah, because there's no competition there. Okay. We're just asking our opinions. Remember,
I tend to get squeamish whenever there's a nair of anything involved. So I just didn't know.
So did you get upset when Jane Mattinair was around?
No, I like Jane a lot.
See what I did there? Wonderful people. Tried to start them static.
Indeed.
Drama. So we'll be talking about that here and there. We'll be doing the questionnaire in a little bit. And also, we'll be talking right now about the question. Calm down, Pete. The question of the night. Hit it, Dom.
Let's go.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
The question is, who makes the best French fries? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. So let us know your thoughts. We have a bunch of text messages, both on the question as well as your thoughts on the announcement we made just now. So let's just start at the top, Dom. Thoughts on fries.
Oh, man. And we were talking about this in a super secret show. How you're like surprised that McDonald's was the number one, pretty much number one unanimous.
Yeah. Is it number one? I haven't looked at all the texts yet, but
I've been scrolling through and I've been seeing a lot. And okay. I would have to agree. It's a boring answer, but they are to die for. I know. They're perfectly salty. They have the best size and shape, and it doesn't get much better than that. It doesn't
at all.
I hear the joke, I don't dislike in life. I like McDonald's fries too. I'm not against it. I would say for me, it's there's a place in Chicago called Superdog. It's a drive-in. It was close to my old neighborhood. Then there's one in the suburbs. In fact, my college roommate Paul worked at the first Portillo's when it was a trailer. And my favorite was Superdog, and we would argue what's better. Well, Superdog did not franchise. They have two now, and Portillo's is like nationwide. So Paul wins that one, but I love Superdog fries.
I've had Portillo's fries. They're fine as well. They're, I mean, I
just
know.
Meant in general, like the the restaurant, we would argue. And they're both, I love Portillo's too. I'm not.
I mean, for fries, because they're my favorite and they're the only franchise I can think of that actually sells them, this is what they always sell, would be Red Robin, because I love steak fries. I love when you throw a big fry down in front of me, I'm like, I'm getting my money's worth. When it's those places where it's like, oh, these are strings. What are we doing here? Why are you charging me this much? Huh?
Right.
What is this? What is this? But yeah, I love a steak fry. I love Wendy's fries because they're a little bit bigger as well. Those are the fries that are my jam. And then, of course, I mean, I feel like waffle fries are separate. They're different because they're not fries. Yeah. They're just
sliced
potatoes. And yeah, they're wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Waffle fries, always take waffle fries, but steak fries are my jam.
Nice. I'd be honest. I like a baked potato with just melted butter, you know, before it gets to French fry.
I was going
to
say, you like a French fries prequel.
right.
Well, what are the people saying on the text line, Dom?
Yeah, we have quite a few. I'm going to go through here. We got John from Columbia County saying, fries is the only thing I will have at MD. I'm guessing Mickey D's. But it has to be at noon, hot and fresh. See, there's one for McDonald's.
Special order.
And time. Like, it's like, what are you doing right now? I got to go get the fresh fries right now. It's the only
How
time
long
of
have those been sitting under the lamp over there? Don't even try to serve me those, you punk.
Those look like 2:30 fries. I don't want them. Give me some noon fries and nothing.
We also have Monica of Mount Horeb texting and saying Culver's, but not even fries could soothe the pain of this show ending. I've been with you since the beginning, Pete. I will miss listening to you guys while I work out.
Monica's awesome.
Yeah, mucho sense.
Monica is awesome.
Monica,
Michael Steele, too, from Tosa said, no, why don't go? Thank you, Michael. That's very nice.
And if Monica's working out right now, you got this. Keep going. Push. Go for it.
Don't think about fries.
One more set. One more set. You got this.
She's eating her fries while she's on the treadmill.
I got these fries at noon. I'm eating them now.
We also have Michael Steele also saying Steak and Shake Chili Cheese Fries.
Ooh.
I've never had Steak and Shake in my life because it's not really prevalent here in Wisconsin, is it? It's like I can't think of any around here.
I don't think they're prevalent anywhere anymore. I remember there used to be one like around Decatur, Illinois. That might have been the closest one to Chicago, but they're not. There's not a lot of them.
There was one around. Yeah. There was one by me in Frankfort, Illinois, but that one went away like 5 years ago. So there's not a whole lot anymore. But moving on, we got Brett from Brown Deer texting and says, I don't know who has the best fries, but I know who has the best radio show.
Oh, man. Brett. Man, Brett, you flirting.
Chris, this is funny. Chris, I don't think you read this one, Dom, from Sun Prairie. Says, so sad not to have you guys on the radio anymore. I truly enjoyed all the shows you guys have put on. You will all be missed. Civic Media will have some big shoes to fill. Not really, Chris, because everyone, this is an anomaly, but everyone at Civic Media has big feet. It's a weird, it's the weirdest thing ever. So Civic Media will be just fine. But then Greg puts his big clown foot up on the thing.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Size 13s are perfectly average, right?
Yes.
Right? I think so. You're like 6'12",
6'12"?
All right, we're going to move on here. We got Jewel from Cross Plains texting in saying McDonald's hands down. But there were better when made with tallow.
Yeah, the whole beef tallow thing is a thing now. I'm like, why are fries better with tallow? Tallow's not good for you, right? Like, that's beef tallow. It's like fat.
Mm-hmm. I have a moisturizer with beef tallow. Honest to God, I don't know if I'm rubbing sodium onto my... I don't know what it is. I don't get it. My wife just says this is good, so I use it, you know. You know, I don't know if I can get.
Okay, we got Jim from Brookfield texting and saying from WAUK saying best French fries, Cops frozen custard in the Milwaukee area. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but great taste and not greasy. They won't taste as good as now as they can't be enjoyed while listening to Nightlight. Very sorry to hear the show will be ending. Pete and Greg, you did a great job. All the best in your future.
Thank you.
Thanks for the love. And Melissa from Willie Street, a texter pretty much from night one, said, so going to miss the show. You guys are my break from stupid and ridiculous news. Great conversations, great guest. So thank you for saying that, Melissa.
That makes me feel good because some people thought we were the stupid, ridiculous news. I've read the emails.
We got Andrew texting in on WEK. Says, did you know fried did not come from France? They are cooked in Greece.
Ooh. Good Lord.
Wow.
Stop the presses.
Andrew from Maine with a zinger. My goodness gracious. Like the good old days.
But would you have spelled Greece? I would have spelled it like G-R-E-A-S-E. It's a technicality.
Yeah.
I don't want you to throw the whole case out. I'm just saying.
But I feel like it makes sense when you say if they're not made in France, you got to say they're cooked in Greece.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
It's a great text either way.
We'll get a punch up. We'll do a rewrite on that one. It's fine. Second draft.
Melissa from Willie Street also texted in about the question of the night. Says, okay, French fries are hard because for each different kind of fry, there's a different establishment, right? Crinkle fries, Culver's, skinny fries, yeah. Steak and Shake, man. And curly fries, Arby's. Wow, really went in depth.
Jeez, oh, God, curly fries. Oh,
forgot about curly fries.
I forgot about curly fries. And then when you get the curly fries and then they accidentally put like a regular fry in there too, and you're like, am I the king of the world?
It's great, but you know what? The other thing with curly fries is like, it's great when you get the big like spiral staircase looking thing that's like 3 inches long. And then you get the one that's like the tiny and it's like hard and it can take a filling out. You know, it's like, it's a crapshoot.
I still eat it.
Yeah.
No. Here's what you do, Pete. You put that tiny one, you put it at the bottom of the ketchup cup, and you just let it sit around and do nothing, and then it's nice and soft.
You marinate it.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
We still got Chris from WMDX. Yeah. Says, best French fries are at Muya Burger. Second best are
those
at
are
In-N-Out Burger. Well done, of course.
Oh, my God. I forgot about In-N-Out. But yeah, Muya's good.
Muya's so good.
In-N-Out is outstanding, but Muya, closer to home. Awesome fries. Totally agree with you, Chris.
Yeah.
We got
thunder. By the way, folks, if I go away for a moment, we've got thunder and lightning tornado watches happening down in southeastern Wisconsin. If we lose power, I'll be back.
Just call 911. Send them to Radio Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids texting and says, silly text alert. Joan of Arc may have been the most infamous of French fries when it comes to potato. I give Culver's the prize.
Culver's are good, yeah. I like Culver's.
Yeah, I like Culver's too.
Culver's. Let's see here. Going through.
Oh, here's one I wish we would have seen when Veronica was here. You see that one, Dom, from Andrew?
Yes. Two thoughts from Ms. Pope. Yeah. How do you turn incentives into investments, ensuring revenue generated rollback into the film office to fund future incentives? And any plans for a Hallmark holiday movie? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll ask her that next time she's out. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
We'll send her a Pony Express.
Exactly.
And then we have Andrew texting and says, Five Guys make some good fries, but I do not live in range of Culver's, so can't compare. That's unfortunate.
How are you not in range of Culver's? It's everywhere now. I saw one in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, more than Five Guys, I would think. Yeah.
I've never been to a Five Guys either because I feel like that food just makes you go, I need a nap.
You know what you do? You fill up on peanuts when you're waiting to order.
At Five Guys.
The one on State Street, you crack peanuts. Huh. And it's like you're in a bar. Or at least they used to do that. I don't know if they still do, but it gives you something to do while you're waiting, but it kind of fills you up too.
All right. Well, let's do one more from the text line and then we'll take a short break.
Yes. Looking through here.
Jewel. Do that one from Jewel.
Jewel, yes. I love you guys. Sorry you lost your old slot with less expectations. You did it for me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
thank you very much.
I kind of feel like this is a Trump cabinet meeting right now.
Are we wearing larger shoes than anything? And I'm about to fall asleep. But boom, see what I did there? Political.
Love it.
All right, we're going to be reading more of your text messages, your thoughts on our big announcement, as well as the question of the night, who makes the best French fries? And when we come back, it's a final questionnaire from the Game Master himself, Mr. Dom Lee, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from all over the state. I am in Radio Park in Racine, where you can hear the storm in the ceiling right now. We're also up in Marinette, Wisconsin, aka Christmas City, USA. Mr. Pete Schwabe, and all the way in HQ in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee, and we are here in the second hour of Nightlight. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tonight's question of the evening is, Who makes the best French fries? Let us know your thoughts, and we'll get to that. We're reading your text messages and your opinions on the matter and other things as well as we're talking. But thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. And yeah, Pete, seen a lot of great text messages tonight and a lot of opinions on French fries. Lots
great
and lots
stuff.
Of
That's a heck of a combo. I think people. I picture people kind of eating fries while they send in their opinion, which is nice. We've got Lil Irv on the stream says, what? The show is ending when? Tomorrow night is our last show, Lil Irv, and he has been with us from the get-go. That's Dave. He is from Christmas City. He also says McDonald's. And
there you go.
Followed closely by Culver's, Wendy's. There you go. So he's got, the best, he just likes fries.
The best fries are in order. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Burger Chef. That's an old reference.
Burger and- Chef. Oh, my gosh. Good pull.
Thank
we had one of those.
Much. Yeah, we did too. And then it turned into a Hardee's. It was on Sunset Drive. Sunset Drive in Waukesha. I'll never forget that at all because you're like, we're going to McDonald's. Yeah. We're going to Burger King.
There was another one up here called, there was another one up here called Burger Time. And then there was another place just called Burgers. It's like, really? Like, that's the best. Like, you're in the meeting. We're launching a new business. Burgers are going to be our thing. What do we call ourselves? Well, McDonald's is taking Burger King. Just Burgers. Whatever.
Where are you going for dinner tonight? Burgers.
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 Great stuff.
All right. We got a couple of callers on the line right now. We got Whistler. Yeah, we got Whistler on the line right now. He wants to talk about the question of the night.
Hey,
so,
Whistler.
Dom, you want to patch Whistler on in? Hey, Whistler, what's going on? What are your thoughts on French fries?
French fries, okay. I got to go with McDonald's.
Okay.
Only because when I first came to Richland Center, we didn't have any restaurants other than a Dog and Suds.
Then
we got a Hardee's. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Hardee's is a big
That's
thing.
Good.
Then Hardee's moved away, and we got a McDonald's. All right.
There you go.
So now we have a McDonald's, Culver's, a Taco Bell, but no Hardee's or anything like that. I like McDonald's.
All right. That's a great
now,
great
choice. Another thing, previous, you were had this lady on or about the Wisconsin film.
Okay.
Veronica,
yeah.
In the local paper today, there's a couple of young people that are doing the Lower Wisconsin Riverway in regards, it's doing a documentary about the Indian tribes and the mounds. And that was just in the paper today. And that'll be coming out later this year, I think.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
wonderful. Thank you very much,
Thank
Whistler.
You very
we appreciate
much,
the update
Whistler.
And your thoughts on the question of the night, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Really quick, before we have to go to a break, Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Ollie, how are you doing this evening? What are your favorite French fries, my friend?
Well, I'm very sad to hear that you guys are leaving. I just woke up, and I must have been having a terrible dream when I heard that.
Oh,
them.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't very know sweet. That
I like all French fries, but my favorite potato is a couch potato.
A couch potato.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. You got it.
Bringing it back. Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, Ollie,
you're one
you
of
so
our
much.
Favorite couch potatoes.
We love
well,
you so
I
much, dear.
You, if I miss you tomorrow night, I just wanted to say goodbye. And I
goodbye.
Wish you guys all the best.
We love you very much, Ollie. Thank you. Thank you for always calling in, letting us know your thoughts on all sorts of topics. It's always been a pleasure to have you around.
Well, I couldn't miss a food question,
yeah.
That's for
of
sure.
Of course not. Yeah. Of course,
Ollie.
Got
like a Joe DiMaggio 56-game hitting streak going with the food questions, and I'm glad Ollie got in tonight. Thank you very
there
much,
you go.
Ollie.
All right, Ollie, have yourself a wonderful night. Thank you very much for everyone who's calling in. Do we have any, like, I don't think we have time to start the, let's not do this. No, let's wait.
Yep.
Let's wait until after the news break. But let's read a few more text messages from the people on the line regarding the question tonight and other thoughts they may have.
Absolutely. We have Bridget saying, thank you for the laughter, entertainment, and connection. Your voices have been a part of so many people's daily lives, and you'll be greatly missed.
Thank you very much, Bridget. Appreciate you very, very much.
I'm trying to go through here. Have we got all? I think we got most of them here.
Okay. And Carmela just sent one in as well. Says, not happy to hear you and Pete have been canceled. Neither are we. We're not happy as well. Carmela, but, you just like, yeah.
Yeah. And she said, she had a long text. Thank you very much, Carmela. But she also put a P.S. Red Robin French fries are my favorite. So
I got someone in my corner.
It's a postscript.
Carmela's another one who's been with us for a very long time. I've always appreciated the calls and the text messages from Carmela, so I really appreciate you chiming in there. And then we'll do one last one here from Ronnie and Horicon listening on WMDX. So sad to hear your show that promotes Wisconsin culture is ending. Ollie says it all. Thank you very much, Ronnie.
Thank you,
really
Ronnie.
Appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Well, we're not going to take a quick break.
Hey, Greg, let me jam through just a couple here on Facebook because we've got a whole bunch of them. Boris says McDonald's, but he likes Del Tacos as well. I love Del Taco Boris. I never thought fries would go good with tacos, but they do. Mike Desitel says McDonald's. Vince Maranto, McDonald's. And Popeyes is a close second.
Oh, yeah, Popeyes got good fries.
And we've got several others we'll get to at some point. But thank you, folks. Keep them coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to break for the news. So stick around when we come back. Again, we'll be doing the final questionnaire from Dom, Binge or Cringe, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Coming up still, we have the Nightcap, where we wrap up everything, talk about what we learn, and we're going to probably just also say a good night to Dom, because he will not be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which, thanks, Dom.
I'm going to New Buffalo, Michigan.
You were serious about radio.
But, yeah. Going to New Buffalo, Michigan?
Yeah.
What do they have that we don't?
Beaches.
I've been there. Nice. The beaches are fine. They'll be there this weekend.
Yeah, but I got a whole Airbnb and it was a long planned out trip and
jeez.
So this weekend, Pete, me, Dom, New Buffalo.
Yeah, what time should we get there? That's what I mean.
Leave right away.
Leave right now.
24-hour venture. Let's do it.
We'll do the final show from New Buffalo.
Tom's on the phone. Babe, cancel. Just go to the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sorry. They couldn't take a joke. They didn't realize I was being sarcastic, and they're here, and they are wearing very inappropriate swimwear.
Since when is a Speedo inappropriate for a man in his 50s?
Fair point. You know what? You're wrong. You're right. I'm wrong. I apologize for being judgmental and narrow-minded on that one. So, folks, we are here on the penultimate episode of Nightlight, and we are going to dive right now into a quiz. Not a quiz. Questionnaire. It's questionnaire. Mm-hmm. Made up by the Game Master himself, Mr. Dom Lee, tonight's edition of Binge or Cringe. Dom, what do you got for us?
Yes, this is the last edition of Binge or Cringe, and we're gonna keep it going as it is. You're going to get a topic, and you have to decide whether or not it's something that you will binge or you will cringe. And there's going to be no wrong answers, no heated debates, no quizzes.
Trust me. Trust me. I'll get a wrong answer.
So we're all winners. Everyone, we both get a participation award. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what it is. It'll be a fourth tie.
Beautiful.
All right, guys.
Beautiful.
Let's binge or cringe, all right? The first one is taking photos of your food, all right? Just taking photos
cringe.
Of it.
Cringe.
Cringe.
Cringe?
Cringe.
I've done it, but I saw the error of my ways within 20 minutes.
I will take pictures of my food and send them to people directly, like on a text message, only if it's warranted. Like this is either a giant meal or a really weird thing, but not just to say, hey, I was doing this.
Yeah, I'm a big Instagram storier, so I like to take pictures. But I've also, I agree. I kind of like realized that it's just not for me.
Right. It's just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
All right. Second one, cruise ships. Do you binge or cringe cruise ships?
Cringe.
I cringe too.
I've never been on a cruise ship. My wife has motion sickness, so I don't think I'll ever be able to partake. I would binge to do it once, but it's not like on my bucket list or anything. Yeah.
I would try a riverboat cruise, like one of those Viking ones where I can see both sides of the shore. So that way, if anything happens, I'm like, I'm going to swim over here now. See you guys in a bit.
Okay. But what do you think is going to happen?
In the vastness of the ocean, no thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Couldn't do it. I got to cringe it.
Yeah.
All right. Matching tattoos with friends. Binge or cringe?
cringe?
Not only binge, I've done it.
Oh, really?
With friends?
Yeah, I have a friend. Me and my friend Mike have matching tattoos.
What was the tattoo?
Mine is on his back. Mine is on my back. His is on his arm. And they're different. Like we got it. Mine is like the size of, I don't know, like it's the size of a softball, baseball maybe. And his is the size of like a half dollar. I'm like, really? You went small and like I got this big thing on my back here now? Okay, thanks.
We were friends.
It's the Obama logo from 2008 and the date of the election because we worked on the Obama election together. Oh, so awesome. We told each other, we're like, all right, if he wins, the 2 days after the election, we're going to get tattoos. And we did. So
that's cool.
Sounds like you committed a little more to it than he did.
I mean, he says it's still there.
I'd bid you too. I have one of my brother. Me and my brother got the same one on my shoulder. So
does it say mom loves me most?
It doesn't. It says I'm the better sibling. And then his says I'm the worst sibling.
Well, that's a lot of writing.
Are you kidding me?
I am kidding. I'm joking. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, that was a pizza.
What do you have? What do you have?
It was almost your last night anyway, Don. Yeah. After you.
Am I allowed to fire him? Okay.
It's a Daggerdar ball. I used to play a lot of 3DS. And on a 3DS, we had
all really those words. No idea what any of those words mean.
A video game. Big video game.
Ah, gotcha.
Big video game. All right. Let's keep
Whistler
going.
Says tattoo cringe. Tattoo.
Okay, Whistler, calm down. Huh? All right. I hold my hands up here on the live stream. You can see I'm definitely a binge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it going here. Binge or cringe. Electric toothbrushes.
I have one. I own one. Yeah, I'll do that.
My wife has one. I've never done it. I like the control.
It's a clean, unlike a handheld one, like a non-powered one. You get that dentist clean. I will stand by that.
Okay.
I have to talk to Donald Chi. All right. we also
does he know his tenure as Nightlight dentist is about to end? I mean, we went the extra mile. We got a dentist for the damn show.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
All right. Binge or cringe. Banana bread. Binge or cringe?
Binge. Absolutely. You almost said cringe because you can't, like, sometimes you're like,
I know. I do the same thing. Or without butter.
Yeah. Oh, God. That sounds amazing. Oh,
yeah.
I love banana bread.
All right. This is not on the list, but what about zucchini bread? Do you guys binge or cringe zucchini bread?
Cringe. No, thank you.
Before I had it, I would have been cringe, but they make it work.
They do. It's really
hats off to the zucchini chefs of the world.
Hats off to Mr. Zucchini Bread out there. Good job.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. This one, I think I know your guys' answers, but binge or cringe, matching family Christmas pajamas. Binge or cringe?
I would binge it for fun. If you have the joking mindset, yes, binge. But if it's like a thing like you're not wearing your set, cringe. Yeah. It's got to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go.
You say what you want, Pete.
I think it's lame.
Okay.
But, you know, all right. That's all I have to say.
Welcome to this new show called Binge, Cringe, or Lame.
I almost got into a whole class war thing, but I'm not going to do that because I'm more mature than that.
What?
I want to keep politics out of our last couple shows.
What?
Whistler says power toothbrush cringe.
You know what, Whistler? You're on my list now, okay? I'm going to have a lot more free time to
who'd
take care of the people who disagree with me.
After this show.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, we're going to keep it going here. Binge or cringe, self-checkout lanes. Binge or cringe?
I mean, I binge because... No, actually binge because it gets me out of the store quicker.
I'm going to say cringe because people lose their jobs. Oh. I always go to a manned cash register... But maybe I'm just a little more committed to democracy than Greg. No, I'm kidding. Sometimes I do the self checkout if I'm in a hurry. But I always try to go to the taking all these shots.
So you guys are binging.
Man, some class warfare here. He's like, but sometimes if I'm being honest here, I got to get out of here. And this lady is writing a check for $3.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah. I got coupons, I'm writing a check, and I want lottery tickets and cigarettes. Okay. Next.
Speaking of the next binge or cringe, lottery tickets. Do you binge or do you cringe?
Cringe. To the point where when the lottery hits a certain point, my wife will say, hey, would you mind picking up some lottery tickets? I'm like, hey, would you just mind if I burn some money on the front lawn too while I'm at it?
Mm-hmm. I will say, I get that. I do, just for the fun of it. My parents buy us lottery tickets on St. Patrick's Day. And I will get one if it gets up to like 2 billion, which is stupid because your chances are even less because everybody's buying lottery tickets then. But it's just fun to spend a couple bucks. I probably spend $4 to $6 a year on lottery tickets. So I guess I have to say binge.
Binge, yeah.
Okay, same.
And if I win, oh, binge to the second power.
Okay. Binge or cringe? Gas station pizza.
Oh, binge.
Binge that, yep.
Quick Trip has some of the best gas station pizza there is.
Cringe.
No way.
It's Whizzler, do you disagree?
He disagrees with the jammies. Or he likes the jammies. I would say whenever I go into a gas station and there's pizza there, there's always like essence of grease soup on top of the pizza. And I can't do that. It just looks terrible. I
mean, even but doesn't all pizza look terrible when you think of it? Like if you open up a pizza from a place and you got to put the paper towel down and soak up
and
that
grease. And the sad thing is some of those I'll stomach, but...
Can I tell you something, guys, really quickly here? Like, we'll get back to the game. We were going to order a pizza on, I think it was Sunday, and we were looking at places. We were like, we always try to go local, and we were looking at a place, and after everything was $50 for a pizza.
Isn't that, that's, I know.
Yeah.
We same thing here in Marinette. Pizza's ridiculous, and it's fine, it's good, but no way. And you better be a gourmet, awesome 10 stars on Yelp pizza if I'm going to pay.
I mean, to be fair, I don't even care. Like, that's not, I'm not doing $50 pizza. Yeah, just not.
Ridiculous.
All right, go on. I'm sorry to interrupt there. Yeah, it's pizza.
It's just pizza. All right. Binge or cringe trampolines. Do you guys binge or cringe trampolines?
I mean, as a kid, I binged the heck out of them. That's why that's half the reason I went to Kevin Heckenkamp's house as a kid. But, you know what? If it's there, I'll do it. Absolutely. Yeah, I just do. Same. But I warn everybody. I'm like, hey, you might be taking me to the hospital later.
I'll binge it too. We had one. My grandma, my dad's got like 7 siblings and they were always into gymnastics. They had a trampoline and I did a few seat drops.
Nice.
I can do some backflips on it too.
What about you, Dom?
I can do so. I'd say binge it because I like to do backflips. I'm a very flexible guy.
I see. Once again, how great Dom is.
No, man, stop it.
What did you say the other day?
When you 100 pounds.
Like, when you said, like, when you could say, you could be James Bond because why? Because you were suave or something?
Oh, yeah,
you said
seductive. Something like, seductive.
Oh, God. Yes.
My seductive voice. My parents actually heard that and they don't like me anymore. All right. Binge or cringe? New Year's resolutions. Binge or cringe? New Year's
cringe. So cringe.
I'll say binge just because I like the it. People are well intentioned. I don't know if I've ever stuck with one past Jan 4, but
but it at least makes you start something. You know,
you're trying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, oh, Whistler's got a trampoline in his backyard. We can head to his house.
We're coming by.
There you go. No, I'm sorry. I just cannot do those because it's like you're setting yourself up for failure. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. I know. Providing needles for everyone's balloons tonight.
Okay. I kind of got distracted by Whistler. What was the question?
He's going John Murray on this, where it's just like answer, 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 answer. It's awesome. I love it.
Yes, that was New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, New Year's. Okay, gotcha.
But I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, we can do one more.
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
The biggest one, binge or cringe, bidets. Bidets.
Binge or cringe. Binge all day. Every bathroom in my house has one. Done.
No way. Really?
This might be like a weird time to say this, but every show we've done, I've been on a bidet the entire time. They just feel that amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have one in my house, but sure. I don't mind a little
water
shot up the pipe every once in a while.
Up Main Street.
Do it, man.
No, I have, and they're easy to install. They're not.
That's what you
cheap.
Said.
Yeah, you can buy one for like $40, installed in an already existing toilet, and you're great. It's wonderful. I'll come to your house and install it for you for a price.
Done.
But yeah, absolutely, they're great. They're great, and the rest of the world laughs at us because we don't use them. They think we're.
But
gross.
You still use TP, right? Or is
it
in lieu of?
I mean, yes, you can. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's just helpful and it's clean. It's nice. Yeah. All right, folks, we got to get out of here for a moment. But when we come back, it's the nightcap on this, the penultimate episode of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We'll be getting our thoughts together, reading your text messages, as well as telling you what we've learned for the night. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. Stay close. You're watching us on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from all over the state, including Racine, Wisconsin, Marionette, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin. We are the Yoderhey Triangle, and we are so happy you're joining us tonight here on our penultimate, second to last episode. I'm saying that for John Murray and Madison because it's... We got one more show, buddy. The show will be ending as of tomorrow night, but we are going to have ourselves some fun right now and tomorrow night's show as well. We're going to be just kicking back, relaxing, having good chat, talking all the things we want to talk about. We hope you can join us as well and, send it off correctly. So we appreciate everyone who's gotten in touch with us so far on it. And we are officially in the nightcap where we get the last thoughts from you on, your opinions. They're coming through here, but also on the question of the night, who makes the best French fries? Dom, do we have any more thoughts we want to share from the text line?
Yes, we have just a few more. We have Whistler from Richland Center texting in on WMDX says, sorry to hear you guys leaving. Have enjoyed Nightlight a lot and will continue to Civic.
All right. There we go. I really loved all the other ones too.
His
cringe, his binge.
Yeah, it's fun when people play along.
And then Ronnie from Horicon is standing in my corner right now.
Yep, Greg knows once you use one, you'll never go back. We're talking about bidets there. Yeah.
We're talking about bidets. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. Get one in your life. Oh, and as Whistler put them, they're just basically a big squirt gun on your toilet. So,
get yourself a bidet, eat some French fries, and have a great night.
Live the American dream.
Pete, do we have any more thoughts on the Facebook page?
Yes, McDonald's regular fries or Arby's curly fries are my favorite for fast food. No sauce needed. That's from Sarah Jean. Thank you, Sarah Jean.
Okay, let's not go too far there.
Scott Tom says Mickey D's, another one from McDonald's.
There we go.
Rob Martin says anyone who says McDonald's has no taste and shops at Target. Come on, Rob.
Rob, what boutiques are you shopping in then?
Yeah. He says the best French fries are crispy and hot. That means they're fresh out of the basket. If that's what you're looking for, Culver's is where you need to go for the best French fries. Rob, who was an awesome actor in The Godfather of Green Bay, thank you for chiming in. Rob, great text. Stacy Sue says Little River Country Club used with tartar sauce. Oh, that's interesting. I don't think I could do that.
I give it a try.
That sounds good.
In a world where people are dunking their fries into Frosties
anything.
Like animals.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
That's cringe.
That's cringe. Totally cringe.
Tiff says Five Guys. I order them extra crispy. Thank you, Tiff.
I gotta try this Five Guys.
Pat says McDonald's 24/7. No, McDonald's is by far they serve billions of people. I can't say I'm surprised. Rich Brown says the French. Duh. Very funny, Rich Brown, but he's better than that text. Eric says love the steak fries at Red Robin. There you go, Greg. Matt Harper says, Tom's Drive-In. Thank you, Matt. Tim Joyce, regional bias, but the fries at Solin Field. I think he lives in Buffalo, where the AAA baseball Bisons play. Okay, thanks, Tim. Richard Vargas says, Five Guys, hands down the best. Mike Toomey, France. And Amanda Nimmer, like I said, our pal here at Civic Media says nobody because French fries are gross.
That is just insanity right there. How do you not like French fries? I understand if you don't like many foods, but French fries.
You know, that sounds like me when I try a diet and I'm like, I don't know how you could eat that stuff. And a week later, I'm shoving it in my mouth like a maniac. Amanda says she had a little argument with Sarah Jean. Seems like they've worked it out. I think they're friends. But then Todd Michaels, daring. Hey, Todd Michaels, says Sarah Jean. Can you believe this? Shizzle spilling from her muzzle. That's a fry argument. Go to Facebook, folks. This is a whole, turned into a whole chaotic thing. I can't even keep up with it. But that's it for Facebook.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to get out of here in a little bit. But before we do that, let us get to what we've learned tonight. Pete, what have you learned?
I learned that we have one last text, and I'll read this one. Andrew from Maine says, sorry to hear, the night is no longer going to be as light. The Schwabe Bach featuring the Dom. Very nice. Well put, Andrew. Thank you.
Like that. Like that.
I learned there's a lot of cool stuff going on in Baraboo over the course of the next few weeks, and it was great to have Scott here, a true circus fanatic who got himself a gig in circus and owned a circus. Fantastic stuff. That's cool. That is definitely worth a check out.
Nice. Yeah. When he said I owned a circus, I'm like, what? Can we talk about that for an hour? Because
right.
That sounds insanity.
We bought
to me,
a zoo. Yeah.
Exactly. But a circus. That's going to be starring Matt Damon as well. Dom,
for sure.
What have you learned here on your last night?
I think I have two things. One is definitely get a new toothbrush, an electric one preferably.
Go for it. It's good stuff. It
sounds good. And a bidet, so I guess I have three. And then the last one is, again, I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome, awesome hosts. I've learned a lot from you guys as well. Thank you, guys.
You're the best. Yeah. I will say, guys, it's been quite a ride. 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
But I truly love both you guys. And, Dom, you're awesome. Yeah. I was glad we got to work together. We did sporadically when I would come down to Madison. It was fun to get to know you. But this has been great. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. My hair's going to grow out next time I see you guys. So
We're saying this because Aaron Zonders is here tomorrow.
I wouldn't know that because I'm not ever speaking to Dom again. So his hair could be gone for a bit. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. What did I learn tonight? I learned that you can actually own a circus. I didn't know you could do that. I figured that was something that one person couldn't do. I felt like a corporation does. I don't know. That's so interesting to me. Plus, also, Veronica Pope is amazing. She's so cool. She's so cool. And in her hands, I hope the Milwaukee Film Office absolutely thrives. And it's something I didn't learn, but I just knew. Dom, you're amazing. So thank you very much for everything you've done for us. And hopefully we'll stay in touch because you're a good egg. You're a good egg, my friend.
Likewise, Greg.
And thank
Likewise.
You for all the texts from everybody and the show support. But we got another show. It's going to be a blast tomorrow night. Our pal Aaron Zomers will be here. And one last stream comment. Lil Ur says, first bidet shot me in the chest. I laughed so damn hard I was trying to figure it out.
Lil Ur, you're doing it wrong.
I'm sure he figured it out.
We got to get out of here, folks. We're going to say thank you to Tucker, to Dominic, to everybody here for all the work they do for us. And then thank you to everybody who called, texted, left a comment on the live stream. Without you, there is no us. And we will be back tomorrow for the final show of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.